discussed. We had a tragedy over the weekend from an accident. Unacceptable behavior from everything we say. Investigators say that five cyclists were heading southbound on Stage Road when they were hit by an SUV heading northbound, which crossed the center line trying to pass another vehicle. The driver of the SUV arrested on two counts of operating while intoxicated, causing death. After receiving medical attention, they are now being lodged at the Ionia County Jail. I turned on the television over the weekend, and there's our old friend Jonathan Witz, who's been a part of so many good and positive things in and around Michigan. And from what I could tell, he was in this 35th annual Wish-A-Mile for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And I haven't talked to him, but we're going to do that right now. Jonathan, good morning. Welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show. I wish it were for other reasons.
Yeah, for sure, Paul W. So tragic. And, you know, my thoughts and prayers are to the families and for the recovery of those that are, still in the hospital. So just very, very sad situation.
Were you an organizer or just a participant?
I was a participant. I was a rookie participant first time and ran into, and this is just the nature of the cycling community, ran into a cyclist starting on the Macomb Trail, just had been enjoying some rides over the summer, told me about the ride and decided to join 3 weeks ago and was having an amazing experience until the news, till the news hit. And I will just say the people that are out there riding are of the nicest, purest variety. And, we're all doing great work, which is what makes this so, so tragic.
How many people were participating? Do you know offhand?
From what I read, it was a max 1,000. And I think the number was in the 800 range from what I was, seeing or gathering.
Were you anywhere near where this tragic accident took place?
I was about 45 minutes behind, and you have a two-hour window to start. So I was in the mid-window, started around 7, and the cyclists, either started earlier or riding faster. I mean, I don't know exactly, but I was about 45 minutes behind, hit the brake stop, and heard about the news, and cyclists were rewired. I didn't hear about what had happened, heard there was an accident, didn't hear the news until after the ride was over. And if I could just say, the people at Make-A-Wish, this ride was so well-organized, well-staffed, the nicest people, the greatest group and situation, and me being in the event world just to see how well it was organized, felt very safe out there. And obviously this is a very, bad actor and an awful situation, but this was a really well-organized, amazing experience with great people. Just the best people were out there welcoming you. And I was just going to say, some of the people I was riding, they pick you up into groups, and everyone's just so willing to welcome you, and if you can stay with them, great. Everybody's wishing you well and giving you tips on nutrition and all sorts of stuff. It was just camaraderie all over the place.
Well, I'm very familiar with the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and I'm sure that the Make-A-Wish Michigan, having their 35th annual Wish-A-Mile bicycle tour, they've done everything they can to make sure that everybody is safe. But there, if you have somebody out there driving an SUV, reportedly, allegedly intoxicated, there's not a lot you can do to protect yourself from something like that on the open roads. And that goes for everybody, not just these bike riders.
Yeah, you can be on a bike, you can be in a car, you could be, walking your dog. I mean, it's obviously can even... people who are intoxicated at all hours of the day. This was at 11:30.
11 in the morning. It's incredible.
Yes. And, again, the legal and law has to go about its process and just hope that you know, justice is there, but that's not what I think people are feeling right now. There's just,
no.
It's just sadness and prayers for the family. So
nothing's going to make it feel any better. Unfortunately,
no.
the guy or gal, I guess, the person is being lodged in the Ionia County Jail, and hopefully this will mean that the book will be thrown at them. And I don't need to continue to say what I used to say after being hit by a drunk driver. In Michigan, we let drivers drive drunk until they kill someone. Well, this person now killed two people, hospitalized three, and terrorized everyone there trying to do good work for Make-A-Wish. So that's what the story is. We wanted to talk to Jonathan Witz, our friend John, who I happened to, when I turned on the television, saw doing a report. He was being interviewed, and I said, we got to talk to John. I'm sorry you had to go through that. I'm glad you were there to help Make-A-Wish, and we wish them well with all the work they do in the future, and this will embolden more people to be a part of it next time around for the 36th annual Make-A-Wish fundraiser with the bikes. Anything else we need to know, John?
No, I just wouldn't miss doing this again. You know, the people that were out there, just the nicest people, and rode with some who knew the folks that were involved. And, you know, just the people were shaken and wishing everyone the best. And talk to you in the future under better circumstances, Paul W. So.
We will look forward to it, John. Thanks much.
All right, take care.
A terrible morning in Ionia County, the Make-A-Wish fundraiser, two bikers killed, three others critically injured. This charity ride that's been going on for years, and allegedly someone was under the influence when they did this. They're in jail right now.